Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. And we're talking this morning with Randy Lewis, who will be the Pulhoff Diversity Lecture speaker coming up on Thursday evening on the Northwest Missouri State Campus. His lecture will take place at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. And Randy, it's good to have you with us here on the program this morning.
It's great to be here with you.
And before retiring, you were at Walgreens as a logistics division manager there. And just talk a little bit about your work in Walgreens and just your career overall, and just let folks know a little bit about yourself.
Well, I ended up being head of the entire logistics operations through a lot of luck, being at the right spot at the right time. And I happened to have a son with autism. And he's now 31, but as he was growing up, I was wondering, you know, as every parent does, as a child with a disability, what's going to happen after we're gone? And most of us parents, almost as soon as we get the bad news, we start thinking about a job, because a job could mean the difference between security, having relationships, having a full life. And so that bared on my mind for a long time. And I also realized, as my son grew up, I always underestimated him, and so did the world. So the opportunity came along when we were getting ready to plan some new centers. We said, well, let's give this a try. Ask for volunteers who would work with a person with a disability. And we would bring folks in who would never even had a steady job, and our volunteer team members would mentor them. And they turned out to be successful. And these are people who would have gotten through our normal screening. So it gave us the idea when we built a big new center that we said, well, let's go ahead and go real big. And let's have one third of our workforce, 200 to 600 people, to be people with disabilities. And it would be same jobs, same pay, same performance standards, side by side, completely inclusive. And that turned out to be a lot more successful than we ever guessed. It became our most productive center in our 100-year history. Performance was the same. Quality was the same. Safety was better. Retention was better. Absenteeism was better. Teamwork across the whole building. So we spread it across all 20 of our centers. And we started that in about 2007. And now I think the entire workforce of 10,000, there's going to be 2,000 people with disabilities by the end of next year, 20% of the entire workforce. And then we gave it away to a lot of other companies, including our competitors.
Yeah.
So that's long and short of it.
And like I was going to say, that from what I understand, that Walgreens really has become a role model for diversity of workforce.
Well, I mean, we still got a long way to go, but we've made quite a lot of strides in people with disabilities.
And let's talk a little bit about now coming to the Maryville on that Thursday. It's going to be a full day for you, not only giving the Pulhoff lecture Thursday evening, but speaking during the day at a Leveraging Talents of a Diverse Workforce that's organized by Let Us Dream in Maryville, which is just a fantastic organization here. And just talk a little bit about your entire day on the Maryville, in Maryville, and also on the Northwest Campus.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. They're going to keep me busy. I'm going to cover lots of different topics with different audiences. One of the things I'm going to talk about is a program we brought from Canada, hiring high school students for summer jobs and putting them with a college student without a disability, making them a team, and place them in employers for 7 weeks. And the proposition we make to the employers, give us a job for a typically able college student, not a person with a disability, and we're going to put a college student on that job, but we're also going to put a student with a disability age 16 to 21, and between the two of them, they will outperform. And the employer, you pay for the student with a disability, we'll pay for the college student. And we've done that 3 years in my little town, and it's been hugely successful. It exposes employers to the gifts of these hidden talents, so to speak, of these students they would never otherwise give a chance. And these students get a chance to have a summertime job from age 16 to 22, 6 years of experience. So they're a lot better prepared to go into the workforce. So we kind of took the Walgreens model and say, how could we even make it easier let's go ahead and better prepare our kids. So I'll be talking about that. I'll be talking about the Walgreens model, how employers can do it. And then what anybody else wants to talk about. I'll be there for just to share our story.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's a very great story to share as well, and one I imagine you really enjoy getting out and spreading the word about what can be done there.
Certainly. I mean, it's the joy is giving it away. That's what gave it power when we announced it internally, because we used to never let any of our competitors walk through our buildings or anything. And I remember saying, when we are successful, we're going to give it all away, even to our competitors. And I think that's the joy, because this is bigger than just, you know, one employer or our secret sauce, so to speak.
And let's just talk about what you've done since retirement. And it seems like you're continuing on with this mission after retiring from Walgreens with your own disability initiative. And just talk a little bit about your nonprofit organization and some of the success you've had with it.
Well, the story, there's still a lot of work to do. We've come a long way. And this is the kind of thing that you do, that you find, that it's a gift that keeps on giving. So I've been retired 6 years, and I've stayed busy going around the world, and people are interested in this, especially now because it's hard to find employees. But this is an idea that everybody wants to hope that can work. And so it's been I've been out there working with people, showing them how to do it, telling them to go visit Walgreens. Walgreens continues to let employers come in, and they continue to give it away. So there's a lot of interest as it moves forward, and it's kind of a job that never has an end.
When you talk with employers and they're interested in the Walgreens model and how to get more disabled employees into the workforce, what are some of the major questions that an employer may have in trying to implement a similar program?
Well, most of the time, the biggest impediment we find, and there's a group of executives that have done this, we get together occasionally, we kind of share where we are. The general feeling is the biggest impediment is fear. It's doing something different. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars having our hiring practices, you know, systemized and all those kind of things, and we think, gee whiz, well, why can't they get through our current processes? You know, they don't interview well. They don't have the right experience. What we have to do is help change the mindsets that let them demonstrate they can do the work. They're not going to be as charming as some other people. They may not have the communication skills. They certainly most likely don't have the experience we're looking for, because they never get a chance. But the talent's there. If they can start open themselves to the possibility, that's when it comes to life. It's getting to that point. It's kind of like the proposition is, would you consider that there's a group of people out there that you cannot get to who can do the job as well as anyone else in the world? And if you could get to that group, would you consider them for employment? And if you'll do that, we can help you do that. That's sort of the process somebody has to go through.
Right. I think when you look at the results of what you've done, the productivity is there, that you can show that the results are there.
Yes, and we've even published the data. And we're now getting ready to go across a lot of companies and show the impact on people without disabilities. That's been the amazing thing, because it's built better teamwork across the board. Managers say they're better managers, they're better parents, their better spouses. It's impacted all their lives, and that's what really excites employers when they get there and they listen to management speak about what it's like to work here, and they say, I want that. That's what I want in my place. And that's been the most powerful attractor.
And again, you'll be speaking Thursday evening as well on the Northwest Missouri State Campus, 7 o'clock at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. And again, this event is open to the public, not only for people on campus, but to anyone in the region that wants to come and hear your lecture that is open for the public. And again, the message you want to get across on Thursday evening.
I think there's a lot of messages, but I think the one thing is that people can make a difference. Everybody wants to have a full life. And this is something that we can do when we do things for each other. We can really, really make a difference. And especially students, as they're sitting there at the time of their life and they're probably the most idealistic and also maybe anxious about the future, to realize that it's only the people who decide to pick up the yoke to move the world forward, even if it's a millimeter, that's what changes the world. And that's all this is doing something. And oh, by the way, it'll turn out to be the best rewarding, most meaningful part of their lives as they look back. At least that's the way it has been for us. And just to share that possibility with them.
All right. Well, Randy, thanks a lot for being with us on our program this morning, and we look forward to your visit in Maryville on Thursday.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
And that is Randy Lewis, who will be speaking on the Northwest Missouri State Campus Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Again, it's at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts on the Northwest Missouri State Campus. And for Randy Lewis, I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Conversation.